Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me. I have something I want to talk about. Just you and me. You know, one of the great ironies is that while a business can flourish in a democracy, a business cannot flourish as a democracy. Ever think about that? By definition, stakeholders in a democracy vote on issues and the majority rules. That's the pure majority, a pure democratic process, right? You know, the old majority thing. If there are 10 of you and you take a vote and six want to go one way, then that's the way you go, right? But while this process is one of the great inventions of mankind, and it has many applications, we use it all the time, don't we? Business is not one of them. Pure democracy isn't practical in government either. We've seen that, haven't we? But a group of visionary malcontents, our founders, solved that problem over 200 years ago, right? When they created something new, something called a constitutional republic, where an elected few represent the interests of all. A business can be like a democracy. I'm sorry, a dictatorship. A business can be like a dictatorship, and that an individual will likely make the final decision, right? That's what typically you'll see in a business. Someone has to make the final decision, so that means it's like a dictatorship. As Harry Truman, President Truman, once said so famously, there's one desk where the proverbial buck stops, right? But here's another irony. Even though a business may have the characteristics of a dictatorship, it likely won't be successful if the team is managed by a tyrant. The dominator management model is an old one. It's as old as humanity itself. But it requires subordinates to dutifully follow the instructions of superiors. And it's as a withering vestige of centuries past, this model, where subordinates dutifully follow the instructions of the superior, no questions asked, this model is no longer competitive in the 21st century. The 21st century management model must look more like a partnership. Just as effective government requires that elective representation augments pure democratic principles, right? We have to have an effective government, we've learned, has to have representation that makes adjustments to the pure majority rule democratic principles. Just like that, an ultimate decision maker in a business must be alloyed with the experience, brain power, and the engagement of the team. Business decision makers have to make their decision in the 21st century, have to make their decisions with the background, with the foundation of the brain power and the experience and the engagement of the people who work with them. You know, the founders envisioned a nation that could be as dynamic as it was enduring and as powerful as it was benevolent, but only if the stakeholders, the electorate in this case, believe their investment in such an ideal was justified. Our republic, warts and all, essentially does this. As bad as our constitutional republic can be, as many things as we can see about it that we don't like and that are wrong, it essentially creates an ideal that so far we're still buying into, right? And even though Americans like you and me, we outsource the management of our government to our elected representatives, the classic principles of democracy come to bear with regularly scheduled elections, right? To see if the majority still wants those people in or if we want to change our minds. That's the democratic process. We don't have a democracy. We have a constitutional republic that uses a democratic process to make changes. And that's what happens in a business. Employees change their mind by seeking work elsewhere, right? That's how they vote. Just like we have with us, the Democrat, that's their democratic process. And while they've always had the right to leave a job that's when it's managed by tyrants, we all know that past generations, I was part of these past generations once upon a time, when past generations swallowed their pride in favor of what we now know was the illusion of job security. All of that changed back in the 70s and 80s. And today, though, employees don't have any illusion about job security. And while they accept the reality that someone has to make final decisions, a final decision maker has to be there. Not a tyrant, but a final decision maker. They understand that reality, employees do. They also expect to contribute to the basis for those decisions. Think about that, folks. Next time you're managing when you're thinking about making a decision in your business, you're working on a final decision. Before you drop the gavel on that decision, before you say, this is what I say will have to happen, how much have you gotten input from your people? How much have you allowed your stakeholders, your employees, to contribute to the basis of that decision? In the 21st century, a business still can't be structured as a democracy or a dictatorship. In the 21st century, employees expect to be led, not driven. They want to contribute, not just take orders. Even if the last order wasn't their favorite. You know, folks, the 21st century workplace does not abide tyrants. So think about that, folks. The great irony is that even in our world, a business cannot function as a democracy, nor as a dictatorship. It has to function as more of a partnership. And something to think about. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.